Test 8. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to section 1. Section 1. You will hear a telephone conversation between a woman who is looking for a job and a man from a company that organizes cycling holidays. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello, Pembroke Cycling Holidays. Bob speaking.
Oh, hello. I've seen your advert for people to lead cycle trips. Are you the right person to speak to?
Yes, I am. Could I have your name, please?
It's Margaret Smith.
The woman's surname is Smith. So Smith has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Hello, Pembroke Cycling Holidays. Bob speaking.
Oh, hello. I've seen your advert for people to lead cycle trips. Are you the right person to speak to?
Yes, I am. Could I have your name, please?
It's Margaret Smith.
Are you looking for a permanent job, Margaret?
No, temporary. I've got a permanent job starting in a few months' time, and I want to do something else until then.
What work do you do?
This will probably sound crazy. I used to be a lawyer, and then I made a complete career change, and I'm going to be a doctor. I've just finished my training.
Right. And have you had any experience of leading cycle trips?
Yes, I've led several bike tours in Africa. The trip to India that I had arranged to lead next month has now been cancelled. So when I saw you were advertising for tour leaders, I decided to apply.
OK. Now, we normally have 2 or 3 leaders on a trip, depending on the size of the group. Some tours are for very experienced cyclists, but we've got a tour coming up soon in Spain, which is proving so popular we need an additional leader. It's a cycling holiday for families. Would that suit you?
It certainly would. I enjoy working with children, and I probably need some more experience before I go on a really challenging trip.
That tour includes several teenagers. Have you worked with that age group before?
Yes. I'm a volunteer worker in a youth club where I help people to improve their cycling skills. Before that, I helped out in a cycling club where I taught beginners.
Well, that's great. Now, the trip I mentioned is just for a fortnight, but there might be the possibility of leading other tours after that. Would that fit in with your plans?
That'd be fine. I'll be free for 5 months. My job is due to start on October the 2nd, and I'm available from May the 1st until late September.
Good. Now, is there anything I need to know about the food you eat? We usually have 1 or 2 people in the group who don't eat meat or have some sort of food allergy, so we're always very careful about that.
Yes, I'm allergic to cheese. Would that be a problem?
No. As long as we have enough notice, we can deal with that.
That's great.